Like great Latin American novels, my Puerto Rican family dwells in the realm of magical realism. Now, that's not to say that my uncle can see ghosts or that I have a great-great-grandmother that's outlived multiple generations. But at times, my mother and myself have had prophetic dreams. And there are those in my family that have the intuitive knowledge of something that is always true. One of my favorite ways that this knowledge has come into play is through the boy meets girl story, in which someone in my family meets their significant other. And in that moment, they know that that is the person that they're always going to love and they're going to be with for the rest of their lives. Growing up, I thought this was something really special for my mom. Anyone who ever met my mom and dad knew that they were soulmates, and they would often ask how they met. And my mom would tell this story about how both my dad and my mom grew up in the Bronx, and they were both youth leaders in their churches. So my dad and mom never met each other, but they had heard each other's name, and they had a mutual friend, which is how my dad got my mom's number, to meet and talk about leadership in the youth groups. And after a five-minute phone call, my mom hung up the phone, and she turned to my abuela, my grandmother, and she said, "That is the father of my children. That is the man I'm going to marry." To which my grandmother says, "He's going to be short, fat, and full of pimples. Are you going to marry him then?" Well, my dad was none of those things, thankfully, for my mom. Although he did have his own eccentric style, he was wearing a white polyester suit and a pink bow tie when they met. And he had a girlfriend at the time. But they worked through these issues, and my mom and dad got married and been in love. So growing up, I thought this was how my life was going to be, that I would meet someone on the street or get a phone call and immediately know that that was the person I was going to fall in love with and be with forever. And then I met Dan. And that's not quite how the story went. And to be honest, I was a little disappointed that it wasn't as romantic. But as an adult, you know, I got over it. I moved on and decided I could still love him. Until I was at my grandparents' house in the Bronx visiting them, and I was telling them about how my parents met and how my story wasn't as good. And then my abuelo, my grandfather, he says to me, "Well, mija, you think your mom's story is great. You should hear mine." And so he proceeds to tell me the story about how my abuelo and abuela grew up in the same small town in Puerto Rico, and they had a really close connection. They knew each other's siblings and each other's parents, and they were really close. But one day, my abuela moved to New York, and so my abuela thought he'd never see her again. Until one day, he and his family also moved 2 years later for seeking better opportunities in Puerto Rico, or in New York, rather. And so they were both in the city, but being as large as New York is, they couldn't really find each other. And my abuelo was always wondering where she was and really wanted to see her. One day, he takes a walk in the city, and he's thinking about my abuela, and he's thinking about how much he loves her and how much he misses her and how much he wishes he could see her again. And he stops in front of this building, and he looks at it, and he realizes in that moment that he loves her and that if he could see her again, he knew that he would marry her and that they would be together forever. So he keeps looking at this building, thinking about her, and then he hears a voice. "La estás buscando. Are you looking for her?" And he turns, and he doesn't see anyone. And then he hears the voice again. "La estás buscando." And this time he turns, and he sees my abuela's sister standing there. Her name is Angelica. And she says it again. "Are you looking for her?" And my grandfather says, "Sí, claro, yes, of course. But how do you know this? What makes you ask?" And Angelica says, "Well, that building you're staring at, that's where we live. Didn't you know that?" And so my abuelo and abuela found each other again that day, and they've been married and happily married for 53 years. So you hear my mom's story, you hear my abuela's story, and you know it makes me even more disappointed because my story is not as romantic. So let me tell you guys my story. So, you know, to build the suspense, right? So it started in New York City. I was traveling abroad with a group of people, and our last destination was Brooklyn, Greenpoint, New York, which is comparison to Greektown. And we were staying in this really run-down, awful, crummy-looking Y, which had drug deals going in and out of it and lots of homeless people, which is really the perfect place you would put a student after traveling. So we were staying there, and Dan came up from Maryland to visit my roommate, who just so happened to be his girlfriend. So we met, and it wasn't this moment of knowing. I didn't immediately snatch him from her. But we knew each other, and a couple months passed, and I continued to travel abroad, and I was in Taiwan. And I was with the same group of people, but I was kind of done with them. You know, after you've been around with the same group of people, you get a little tired. And I was also feeling really homesick. But to top all of that off, I had intense insomnia where I just could not sleep at all. And so during the evenings, like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., I would be online trying to see if anyone was there that I could talk to. And lo and behold, there was Dan. And we would talk, and we were developing this friendship. And then one day, during our conversations, it was 3 a.m. my time and 3 p.m. his, we talked. And there wasn't anything special about the conversation. But in that moment, there was a little bit of a glimmer that I realized that if the fates were different, that things could be a little bit different, that we would be together and that we would love each other. Well, a year passed after this, and you know, we kept talking, but not too strong. And Dan and his girlfriend broke up, no fault of my own, natural causes. and so, but we continued to be friends. And then another year passed, and Dan picked me up from the airport. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, and I came back to Baltimore. And he picked me up from the airport, and I got in his car, and there was a moment between us in which we both knew that there was something special going on. And I realized in that moment that it wasn't that I needed the fates to be different, to be part of this generational knowing. I just needed to be patient. Thank you.